This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Supplement ingredient fraud, substitution, and dilution, how identity testing catches it. Economically motivated adulteration has a simple logic. The most expensive thing in a supplement is usually a single ingredient, and the buyer cannot see it. Replace it with something cheaper that looks the same, or dilute it with a filler, and the margin improves with no visible change to the product. It is the oldest fraud in commerce, watered wine, chalked flour, and the modern supplement supply chain, with powders moving through several traders between field and factory, gives it ample opportunity. The defense is a discipline called identity testing, and understanding it is the key to understanding what separates a verified ingredient from an assumed one. How common is it? The data. The landmark study used DNA barcoding on 44 herbal products from 12 companies. 59% contained plant species not listed on the label, a third showed substitution of the main ingredient by another species, and a fifth contained undeclared fillers, such as rice, soybean, or wheat, Newmaster et al., 2013. A 2019 review, pooling DNA authentication studies of nearly 5,957 commercial herbal products across 37 countries, found 27% adulterated overall, with the highest rates in Australia, South America, and Europe, each in 2019. The fraud extends beyond botanicals. Omega-3 oils are diluted with cheaper vegetable oils. Whey protein is spiked with free amino acids or melamine-type nitrogen sources that inflate a crude protein assay. Natural vitamin E is replaced with synthetic, and trans-MK7 is replaced by its cheap, inactive cis isomer, the isomer problem. The 2008 melamine scandal, in which a nitrogen-rich industrial chemical was added to milk to fake protein content, hospitalized over 50,000 infants and killed six, Gossner et al., 2009. A reminder that adulteration designed to fool a test can be lethal. The three kinds of fraud substitution replaces the declared ingredient with a cheaper relative, a different species of the same genus, a synthetic for a natural form, a lower grade extract standardized on a marker compound that can be added artificially. Dilution keeps the right ingredient, but cuts it with an inert or cheap filler, maltodextrin, rice flour, vegetable oil, so that a kilogram of extract contains 600 grams of extract. Fortification to beat the test is the most sophisticated. The adulterant is chosen precisely because it makes the product pass the specific test the buyer uses. Melamine passes a Chaldol nitrogen test. Added caffeine passes a total alkaloid test for guarana. Added synthetic curcumin passes a colorimetric curcuminoid assay. Each of these fails a proper identity test, which is why the test chosen matters as much as whether a test is done. What identity testing means in plain words. A potency test asks how much. An identity test asks the prior question, is this actually the substance it claims to be? U.S. GMP rules, 21 CFR 111.75, require manufacturers to confirm the identity of every incoming dietary ingredient with at least one scientifically valid test before it is used. EU food law achieves a similar end through HACCP hazard analysis and supplier verification. The methods form a ladder of specificity. Organoleptic and microscopic examination checks appearance, smell, and cellular structure, cheap and capable of catching gross substitution. Infrared and near-infrared spectroscopy produce a molecular fingerprint compared against a reference standard, fast and widely used at goods in. Chromatography, HPLCC, separates the components of a mixture and compares the pattern to a reference. The gold standard for most vitamins, fatty acids, and defined extracts, and the only way to tell a cis isomer from a trans one or a natural tocopherol from a synthetic racemate. DNA barcoding identifies botanical species from genetic sequence, powerful for raw plant material, less useful for highly processed extracts where DNA is destroyed. Isotope ratio mass spectrometry can distinguish natural from synthetic origin and sometimes geographic origin. A robust specification uses two orthogonal methods, so that an adulterant engineered to fool one must also fool the other. Reading it on a certificate of analysis column by column, identity usually appears as its own line. Identification, IR conforms to reference standard, or identification, HPLC, retention time matches reference. The things to look for are that the line exists at all. A certificate listing only assay and heavy metals has skipped the prior question, that the method is named, that the reference is pharmacopeial, UHUR, JP, or a certified reference material, not in-house, and for botanicals, that the species is given with its Latin binomial, and ideally, the plant part and the marker compounds used for standardization. Pharmacopeial monographs exist precisely to make this comparison objective, what a USP monograph tests, and the U.S. Pharmacopeia's General Chapter 2251 catalogs known adulterants and the methods that detect them. Why it matters to the patient, not only the buyer. Substitution is not merely a value-for-money problem. Substituting one plant species for another has caused documented harm, the best-known case being the substitution of Aristolochia for an unrelated herb in a Belgian weight loss clinic in the 1990s, which caused irreversible kidney failure and urothelial cancer in over 100 women. Undeclared fillers are a hazard for people with celiac disease or allergies, and a diluted active ingredient in a product used for a real deficiency, B12, vitamin D, iron, means a patient who is taking their supplement remains deficient without anyone understanding why. The clinical bottom line: roughly a quarter to a half of herbal products in published surveys contain substituted or undeclared ingredients, and the same economics apply to oils, proteins, and vitamins. Identity testing, spectroscopy, chromatography, or DNA against a pharmacopeial reference on every incoming lot is the specific discipline that catches it, and its presence on a certificate of analysis with the method and reference named is the buyer's evidence that the question, "Is this really what it says?" was asked before the question, "How much?" Primary sources: Newmaster S.G., Gregoric M., Shanmuganandan D., Ramalingam S., Raghupathy S. DNA barcoding detects contamination and substitution in North American herbal products, BMC Med, 2013, 2122. HMMC, the DNA-based authentication of commercial herbal products, reveals their globally widespread adulteration, Front Pharmacol, 2910, 1227. Gossner C.M., Schlunt J., Benembarek P. et al., The Melamine Incident, Implications for International Food and Feed Safety, Environ Health Perspect, 2009, 1173-3808. Cohen P.A., Avula B., Wang Y.H. et al., Presence and Quantity of Botanical Ingredients with Purported Performance-Enhancing Properties in Sports Supplements, JAMA Net Open, 2023, 6E2323-879. DeBell F.D., Van Herwegem J.L., Nortier J.L., Aristolochic Acid Nephropathy, a Worldwide Problem, Kidney Int, 2008, 158-169. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, 21 CFR.75, What Must You Do to Determine Whether Specifications Are Met, ECFR of United States Pharmacopeia, General Chapter, Screening for Undeclared Drugs and Drug Analogs, Food Chemicals Codex Guidance on Food Fraud Mitigation, USP.org, Educational Information on Supplement Quality and Consumer Protection, Not Medical Advice.